It's a much different healthcare landscape now, or it could be.
Yeah, it's ever shifting.
Yeah. Are you, how do you feel about that?
Unlikely to shift in our favor, I can tell you that much.
No?
No. No. The numbers, it's mathematics. I think we talked about this in our
last podcast. I do want to shout out, if you didn't, we need to almost post that clip. That was a very big thing. I mean, let's go over it real quick. Mathematics of what's happening in the future.
And I'll try to just make it real brief.
Yeah, this is crazy.
But, so private insurers tend to follow the lead of Medicare, right? So if Medicare makes cuts, then it's like they're justified in making cuts. They've actually led Medicare in how much they've cut for PT services over the years. Medicare has, with some codes, matched inflation, so like going up like 3% a year, and some it hasn't even matched inflation. And this is that over the past 5 to 10 years, I've ran the numbers, this is in a time, these last 10 years, when the baby boomers hadn't even come close to fully exiting the workforce, nor have they now. I'd have to look at the book and the presentation that I did on it for the exact numbers, but in general, we are looking at a doubling of the Medicare population in the next 20 years, mm-hmm. Okay? And what's happening is that back in 1965, I think there was like 4-point-something workers in the workforce for every one Medicare beneficiary, so paying into the system versus taking out. And then I think now we're at like 2-point-something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And in like 20, 25 years, it's not gonna be 1-to-1, but it's gonna be close.
Yeah.
And at that point, okay, so that's that scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that the Medicare and Social Security systems together have already had years where they've paid out more than they've taken in.
Wow. Okay,
so we've already had years of non-profitability in its current state. So when you extrapolate that to 25 years from now, when there's, you know, even more people drawing from it and even less people, you know, comparatively contributing, there's no way the system will sustain itself in its current form, paying practitioners and for medications, but paying for medical services what they do now. There's mathematically no way that major cuts are not on the way for what we get for our services.
Or talking about Medicare?
Medicare, yeah. This is the
Medicare. But private insurance follows Medicare.
Yeah, they're very influenced by Medicare. Now, hopefully, you know, our various fields can kind of gather together their forces and hold rates at a decent amount. But PT, all in all, has been very unsuccessful at doing so. I mean, average reimbursement rates from private insurers for our services, our various services, have dropped almost across the board, if not across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's without even this big influence of Medicare making huge cuts. So whether you're looking at Medicare or private insurance, I personally don't see any way around the situation getting even worse, no matter what kind of magic pill or bill that Congress might be able to come up with.
Yeah, unless all the baby boomers die immediately.
Unless there was like...
We can only
it's just...
That's interesting where your head went there.
Yeah, I got a little dark.
What are you playing?
A little dark.
So what we need to do is kill all these people.
Okay. We'll be great. The future's bright.
He's going to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. It'll be like the giver, right? Once you hit 65, we'll take you to a little room.
Now his doodles have become very...
Yes.
You're seeing big mushroom clouds.
Yes.
How do we lure all 65 and older into deep Nevada area?
We build one golden corral to feed them all.
No. That's awful.
Golden Corral, Jeff Foxworthy, and I don't know.
Something else that attracts them.
Yeah.
That's
a little too much there.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Scott? Sorry about that.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be a downer, but I'm just telling people, like, if you think you can have a practice that exists completely on reimbursement from third-party payers, you're in for a very rude awakening. And if you don't start to make changes now or plan for those changes and figure out how to introduce at least some wellness and fitness and the preventative services that you can do on a cash pay basis, even if you're going to do all your PT via insurance or third-party payers. You know, that's, I think that, you know, there are many amazingly successful practices that are still doing amazingly well in that model. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying that the trends are that it's going to be harder and harder to make it work without supplementing, at least supplementing, with some cash pay revenue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're trying to warn people about.